Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Shaking in the Big Apple, a 4.8 magnitude earthquake felt across the New York City area, the epicenter in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. These Rutgers students say they were outside at the time.
We were actually walking the dog, and then we just felt like insane shaking.
Yeah. We didn't even process that it was an actual earthquake.
There are reports that the fire department has been dispatched in Long Valley, New Jersey, following reports of buildings with structural damage. President Biden stepping up the pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to protect civilians and get more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Israel appears to be responding. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
They announced some very welcome agreements to open up crossings, additional crossings for aid to get into Gaza. They've talked about a commitment to increase the number of trucks that will get in. Those are good starts, but we got to see them execute and implement those things over time.
Today, President Biden visits the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse and meets with relatives of the six workers killed. This is ABC News. New York's governor has nixed a plan to charge the New York City Marathon's organizers hundreds of thousands of dollars on race day.
Governor Kathy Hochul stepping in to cancel a push by the Metropolitan Transit Authority to charge the New York City Marathon $750,000 for the loss of toll money on race day at the Verrazano Bridge. The bridge closes to vehicles so that runners can go from Staten Island to Brooklyn. Marathon organizers oppose the plan, citing a reported $1 million economic boost to the city on race day alone. In a statement to the New York Post, Governor Hochul said she directed the MTA to fix this mess and allow the marathon to move forward as it always has. The Post was first to report the controversial plan, with supporters of the marathon calling it a cash grab. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
Ukrainian officials say they destroyed at least six Russian warplanes and damaged eight others in a drone strike on an airfield in Russian territory. Russian defense officials denied the extent of the attack, saying that a power substation was damaged and that they intercepted 44 Ukrainian drones. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkerscenter.com.
A high of 50 today. It looks like north to northeast winds will be around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and chilly, a low of 27. Saturday, mostly sunny and mild, a high of 54. Saturday night, increasing clouds and breezy, a low of 34. And Sunday, 48 with rain likely by mid-morning. In Richland Center, north winds at 5 miles per hour. Sunshine, and we're up to the morning high of 46 degrees at Country and Community WRCO.
Try to ring on. It felt so good to
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Looking back now, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain. And I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. That we've done, we were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young.
Chesnan Country and Community, WRCO. Later this hour, it's Tony's Tough Trivia. We'll have movie trivia from Center Cinema Twins, and co-owner Tony Johnson will join us, and we'll talk about the great movies in Richland Center. Always first-run brand-new movies at the Outdoor, which opened officially last weekend, and at the Indoor as well. Some folks around the country heading to the beach. Yeah, it's been nice in some areas, but still a little wintry in the Jersey Shore area. The season, though, is almost here. And if last year's any indication, it could be time to pack up the voodoo dolls, the zip ties, denture powder, and whoopee cushions. Just a few of the bizarre items taken from the sands of New Jersey's beaches last year by volunteers. There were certainly many mundane things found, the typical bottle caps and plastic pieces. Oddities also included a 50-pound bag of rice, a baby Yoda doll, and a food fryer, fake eyelashes, fishnet stockings and other things. Boy, I guess, you know, whatever you need. If you had a fryer, though, you'd have had to find a place to plug it in. That's for sure. Here's Clay Walker on FM 100.9. Watch this.
If you've never felt what happens when two hearts fall together, or never seen love written in stars, and knew it was forever, if you don't believe that destiny can start with just one wish, watch this. I'll show you love like you've dreamed of. I've got so much to give. Watch this. Don't be afraid. You'll be amazed at all the ways that I can show you what you've missed. Just close your eyes and watch this. Can't always live in fear, afraid to fall. I can make those feelings disappear in no time at all. If you wanna feel the world stand still from the magic of one kiss, watch this. I'll show you love like you dreamed of. I've got so much to give. Watch this. Don't be afraid. You'll be amazed at all the ways that I can show you what you've missed. Just close your eyes and watch. I'll show you love like you've dreamed of. I've got so much to give. Watch this, don't be afraid. You'll be amazed at all the ways that I can show you what you've missed. Just close your eyes and watch this.
Thank you.
Oh, Martina, I didn't know you cared. Martina McBride here on the radio. News, weather, and sports comes up today at 11:30. The Brewers getting ready for action this weekend. Back to it after a game on Wednesday and then a day off yesterday. So 2 days off this week. And then they don't have another day off for 13 days. And it's the last day off in April. So they are crazy busy. That'll test the pitching staff, that's for sure. They have some home cooking, though, coming up, and hopefully that will help the team stay on the upswing. It's important because it seems like if you get off to a above 500 start in April and May, it carries on pretty well. When you dig a big hole and you go like, you know, 2-12 or something to start the month of April, your chances of doing much the rest of the year, I think, is just, you know, even though it's a long ways to go, that's, you dig a whole hole and it doesn't seem like teams are able to recover that well. So anyway, hopefully the Brewers continue to build up on their resume a little bit this weekend, at least win the series.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Baskerville.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Spring. It's a season full of transformations and promise, and the beginning of a very busy time for farmers and ranchers across the nation. It's time to anticipate a planting schedule and to make plans for inputs that may both be hard to get and afford. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to farm families is provided by the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com. 22 minutes after 11 o'clock, 45 degrees here at WRCO. That's just almost a heat wave compared to yesterday, although the winds have picked up a little bit. But game time yesterday in Baskerville, it was right around 40 degrees. So, yeah, it feels little better, and it will. The new forecast calling for highs around 50. Hasn't changed much for the weekend. For tonight, clear and chilly in 27. Saturday, 54. And for Sunday, 48, with rain likely by mid-morning. From the lost and found today, running loose, two German shepherds wearing orange collars, last seen near Parkview Motel, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the pool area. Again, running loose, a couple of German shepherds wearing orange collars. If those are yours, you may want to go and retrieve them. Summer, summer.
You're the Yeti, I'm the boat stereo, you're the petty, I'm the dance floor, you're confetti, always up when I'm down, always ready.
You can take a worry, flip it into a song, I don't even notice till I'm singing along. I forget that there was ever anything wrong, how do you do it, babe? Into a tiki bar. It's like June and July. Go wherever you are, and wherever you are is where I wanna be. When you're shining, shining on me.
You put the Ray-Bans over my eyes. You put the blue back up in my sky. On the beach or the breeze, and you put me in my summer state of mind. Doesn't matter if it's in below, like a magic trick, flip the switch off.
And a brand new caddy, little thing. what you need are sad pillows, ribbons blowing down like willows. What you need is me to love you. So you'd know that I care. If friends should find out, if they try to frown, I'll put your pedestal up so high they won't dare to look down. What you need's a sugar daddy, diamond rings and a brand new caddy. Sad pillows, ribbons blowing down like willows. What you need is me to love you. What you need is me to love you.
Bellamy Brothers with a classic track, 8-track flashback this morning on WRCO. The news at 11:30 is sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Shaking in the Big Apple, a 4.8 magnitude earthquake felt across the New York City area, the epicenter in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. These Rutgers students say they were outside at the time.
We were actually walking the dog, and then we just felt like insane shaking.
Yeah. We didn't even process that it was an actual earthquake.
There are reports that the fire department has been dispatched in Long Valley, New Jersey, following reports of buildings with structural damage. President Biden stepping up the pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to protect civilians and get more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Israel appears to be responding. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
They announced some very welcome agreements to open up crossings, additional crossings for aid to get into Gaza. They've talked about a commitment to increase the number of trucks that will get in. Those are good starts, but we got to see them execute and implement those things over time.
Today, President Biden visits the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse and meets with relatives of the 6 workers killed. This is ABC News.
Do you believe in the magic of transformation? This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Imagine your elderly parent getting energized and becoming more active with attention and nurturing. At Harvest Guest Home, our residents get all the tender loving care they need to develop the will to get stronger. Our residents socialize with people their own age. They trust their caregivers who've been with us since we opened our doors in 1995. They develop a healthy and positive mental attitude. Their families call the surprising change a transformation, a blossoming of the elderly. Call us today at 647-8205.
At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, there's always family.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school baseball on the radio later today. Southwestern and Riverdale, part of our spring sports coverage on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450, the 3-4 Seattle Mariners play the 4-1 Milwaukee Brewers. 7:10 first pitch time, 6:35 pregame time. The Brewers went 92-70 overall a year ago and 49-32 in home games. games. The Bucks' up-and-down season is now in the home stretch with just 7 games remaining in the regular season. 5 of those 7 games will be played in Milwaukee, where their record is 26-9. The Toronto Raptors will be the opponents tonight. The Bucks have dropped 4 of their last 5 games, but are still in second place in the NBA Eastern Conference, a game and a half ahead of Cleveland. Damian Lillard has missed the last 3 starts for Milwaukee. And coaches say Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke are splitting the snaps with the Badgers' number one offense. Neither quarterback has claimed the starting job yet. After 3 practices, the Badgers are doing their spring workouts in Madison. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports. Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally, where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. Highs near 50 today with sunshine. North to northeast winds this afternoon will be around 10 miles per hour. Clear and chilly tonight, a low of 27, 54 Saturday and Sunday, 48 with rain likely by mid or late morning. North winds are at 5 miles per hour. We're at 46 degrees. Today's community calendar is next, sponsored by good folks at TKS. We have some updates for you. First of all, a spring estate sale will be held at Holy Cross St. Barnabas Parish, located at 410 Kramer Street in Mazamani. That goes on until 5 today, Saturday from 8 until noon, featuring all kinds of new and used items, kitchenware, camping equipment, collectibles, and more. A Red Cross blood drive is going on today from 2 until 6 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Baraboo. Also tomorrow, they'll be at Midland United Methodist Church in Mazamani. To book a time, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. St. Luke Church in Plain will have a family-style fish fry going on from 5 until 8 today. The church is handicap accessible, and carryouts will also be available. A breakfast along with a bake shop will be held on Saturday at First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock from 8 until 10. All are welcome. An American Legion and Auxiliary Chili Soup Supper and Pie Auction will be happening tomorrow from 4:30 until gone at the American Legion Post in Richland Center. The AD German Warehouse Conservancy will host the Spring Fever Rummage Sale tomorrow from 8 until 2 at the 1912 building in Richland Center. To be a part of the sale of your vintage and artisan items in new or used condition, contact Jane Kintz at 608-553-2631. The Richland Center Class of 1968 will host a benefit dance featuring Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center. A $10 donation is requested. There's also food, a bake sale, and raffles planned. Money raised will go to community projects and scholarships. For more information, call Margie at 608-604-6620. Ridge and Valley Beekeepers Club will meet on Sunday at 1 at the Gaze Mills Community Conference Center. For more information, contact Ridge and Valley Beekeepers at gmail.com. At AD German Warehouse, volunteer tour training will be held Sunday. General tour volunteer training will begin at 2. Due to conflicts, the VFW Auxiliary 1267 at Richland Center meeting on Monday is canceled. That for the look ahead to next week, and a Blackhawk DAR ceremony to honor the high school senior good citizens will be held Wednesday, April 10th at 1 o'clock at the Bayer DeHart, Post 13, American Legion Post in Richland Center. That's community calendar for today. Coming up, Center Cinema Twins movie trivia.
Austin glass to drink high class, don't mind a plastic clink clink. Got expensive taste, but I'm small town made. That's how daddy raised me. I put the bougie in the back roads. Give me a bonfire and some vino. I like my wine country, booze and muddy. A little California in Kentucky. Black blue cases, dudes like Daisy. City sipping on a tailgate. Cabernet.
night. Betty and her boyfriend had a big fight. She found out what everybody knew. Too many cooks spoil the stew. She don't care what nobody thinks. She's gonna be bad till the whole town stinks. Betty's being bad. Betty's being bad. Bad, bad, bad. She's out being bad. Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend, they had a big fight. She found out, said, pack your bags, I want you out. The boyfriend thought she was talking jive till he saw her standing with a 45. A 45's quicker than 409. Betty cleaned the house for the very last time. Betty's being bad. Betty's being bad. Bad, bad, bad. She's out being bad. Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend, they had a big fight. Unless you're ready,
ready to rock, ready to roll,
till it all freezes over and you catch a cold. Betty's not mad, she's just getting even. Betty's being bad, it's her way of leaving. Betty's being bad. Betty's being bad. Bad, bad, bad. She's out being bad. Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend had a big fight.
Tony Johnson joins us from Center Cinema Twins in the Starlight 14. How did the opening of the drive-in go last weekend?
It went well. Yeah, we're really happy with how it went. And a lot of new friends came to the Starlight. So we love to hear that and love to see that. And so a lot of people from outside of town. And that's kind of what the Starlight's about. It's a little tourist attraction. So people appreciate it. And we're thankful for all the local people that showed up. And but we have a lot of things going on. We have the last... we've actually got Godzilla Kong at the Starlight this weekend, single showing on Saturday. We're opening up at 6, but the show will probably won't kick off till 7:30. You can check out for richlandmovies.com for our complete schedule. And then we have the indoor. We have the last weekend of Ghostbusters and also Arthur the King. And then at the indoor, you can check out richlandmovies.com for our full schedule, pretty full schedule all the way out to the end of the year. Kind of worked with our friend Ashley at Marcus, and next week's kind of a big weekend for us because we're going to have Ghostbusters at the Outdoor, new one, and then we are going to have an A24 movie, so an independent movie. It's called Civil War, and then also Godzilla Kong is going to come to the Indoor.
What's the next big release? Any blockbusters coming up this spring?
Yeah, well, there's the Ryan Reynolds kids movie called If. We're really looking forward to that. And he kind of spearheaded that. We have that at the indoor and at the outdoor. And you know, there's the new Planet of the Apes movie. And Fall Guy, remake of Fall Guy with Emily Blunt is supposed to be amazing. So we're going to fit that in also. So a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, sounds like fun. How about Tony's tough trivia question of the week this week, Tony?
All right. So we're looking at Civil War and the director for Civil War. is Alex Garland, pretty famous director. He also directed, and I believe wrote, a 2014 movie about artificial intelligence / robot, maybe. And it starred Poe from Star Wars. Who, or what is that 2014 movie?
Okay, 2014 movie. Starred Poe, and it's one of Tony's favorites, I understand, right?
Yes, it's one of my favorite movies of all time, and it's a pretty cool movie.
All right, call us now at 608-647-4155. Tony, it's a great weekend to see a movie and great to see the outdoor open again. That just kind of warms my heart.
Absolutely. We got the full schedule out there, and we can't wait for the heart of summer to come.
You bet. Tony Johnson joining us here on WRCO for our Friday report.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. With this week beginning on April 1st, we would be April Fools not to let you know that, even though the Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Cat Adoption Center remains closed to the public, you can view pictures and descriptions of many of the cats that are currently available for adoption from OMHS on Facebook. This can be done even if you do not have a Facebook account by going to facebook.com/ Okooch Mountain Humane Society. In addition, you can still meet the cats currently up for adoption from OMHS in person at the adoption center, but only by appointment, by messaging on Facebook or calling 608-475-1885. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Congratulations to Rich Robson. Today, the winner of Trivia Ex Machina is the name of the film from 2014 that Tony alluded to. Ex Machina, the psychological thriller film, which was nominated for lots of awards and won at the 88th Academy Awards for the film, for visual effects, and also for Best Original Screenplay as well. We'll see you at the movies. Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In welcomes one and all.
Reuben James, in my song you'll live again. And the phrases that I rhyme are just the footsteps out of time from the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James, all the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man who would steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. Faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now.
Flora Gray. The gossip of Madison County died with child. And although your skin was black, you were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James. With your mind on my soul and a Bible in your right hand, you said turn the other cheek, but there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind these words remain from a Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed field of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Reuben James. One dark cloudy day they brought you from the field to your lonely pine box came, just a picture of me in the rain, just to sing one last refrain for Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James.
I'm beating on my lonely drum, girl, don't you wanna come over? I'm halfway through a Chardonnay and I don't plan on staying sober. You can bring your air guitar, don't let this night get any older. I'm beating on my lonely drum, girl, don't you wanna come over? I'm all boom, 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 so get in. Well, you can be my beatbox, I'll render some Okie from Skokie. And if you bomb a Jaeger shot, I might just do the hokey pokey and put my left foot in. Yeah, I'm beating on my lonely drum, I might get drunk and sing karaoke. Slower. You ought to hit the Texaco, get you some nitro for that motor. If you were here right now, we'd be Johnny and June getting closer. I'm beating on my lonely drum, tell me that you're coming over.
Bang, bang, come on and make my doorbell ring, ring.
Goodvin on WRCO Radio. Well, it'll be good to see all your bright and shining faces on the radio this weekend. We'll be at Riverdale's Pickering Park tonight for high school baseball. And later on this weekend, Saturday night, we'll be here with all kinds of fun stuff and trivia. Got what I think is going to be a fun show lined up for you. 6 to midnight tomorrow night on The Big Show from WRCO Radio. Phil Nee wishing you the best on this Friday. Taking us toward the afternoon, here is Blackhawk.
After all this time, I guess I finally made it through. All the darkness to the point of being over you. Now and then my mind runs into your old memory, but it ain't quite as big a deal as it used to be. Now I know.
Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. We'll be rocking and rolling and reminiscing again Saturday night. The Solid Gold Answers will be here. Oh, I see someone brought donuts.
I like to take my donuts and dipsy-doo-dunkaroo.
That's great, Joanne.
We'll be watching the basketball games. We'll be playing some trivia. We'll be rocking and rolling with WRCO's Those Were the Days. It'll be a busy time. Sponsored in part by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, along with Jones Chevrolet and Jay's Power Center, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mendham Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, A&W of Boscobel, and we'll be going back to 1972.
The mother and child reunion is only a motion
is between 6 and midnight Saturday night on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, along with the Civic Media app. The news at noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.